Hello and welcome back to Dream a Little. I'm your host, Lo. I'm an ABDL switch, and you might know me from social media as Daddy I Want This. Today, we're going to be talking about romance, relationships, and more specifically, how do you talk about difficult topics? In other words, how healthy is your communication? And the theme of this month is the ABDL talk and the six stages. And I was recently inspired to talk about this in particular after receiving an email from a listener who was thanking me for the show and kind of pointed out something that I found interesting. He said, it's so important to make sure that you have a solid vanilla relationship before you start introducing kink into the picture. And I couldn't agree more. What comes first? My boyfriend being my boyfriend or being my daddy? And of course, I think we all know the answer is my boyfriend first. And that starts with being able to communicate in a healthy way. And that's one of the most important values in relationships that we hear over and over and over again. But what does good communication actually mean? Is it something that we're born with knowing, or is it something that we can practice over time and get better at? I've found that communication is something we learn over time as we grow up, mostly through our parents. Now, I don't know about you, but my parents were not very good at communicating, and they liked to yell a lot and get their emotions across, and generally just weren't very good at handling hard to talk about situations. You know, when you're at a place where you don't necessarily agree with each other, I'd say you can judge how good your communication skills is by how able are you to get your point across without setting your partner off or making them feel upset or feel guarded or like they have a wall up. Communication is so important in so many aspects of our life. So today we're going to dive in. And if this is something that you've struggled with, I think you'll find this really helpful. So you need to know how to communicate your feelings and emotions in a healthy and logical way. It helps the process of introducing kink tremendously. When I first told my ex-boyfriend about ABDL, it went horribly because I didn't have any communication skills. I didn't know how to put it into words. And my lack of communication skills didn't help our vanilla life either. I found so often we were fighting and even competing with each other, and this resentment started to build because we weren't able to properly share our emotions. Now, at that time, we were young, and I had never even read a communication book before. Since then, I've read a couple great ones, but I've learned a lot throughout the years. I'm not perfect, and my communication skills aren't always great. I'll mention that. Even this morning, my boyfriend and I got into a little tiff. There's gonna be those moments where you kind of forget what your communication skills are and you have a moment of weakness. But as long as you're able to snap back into it, realize where you are, and use those communication skills again, it's gonna help your relationship improve so much. TK and I have gotten to the point where after a disagreement, you know, where normally in the past, my ex-boyfriend would have just stormed off heated, TK actually thanks me for talking about my feelings, even if he doesn't agree or the conversation is a bit uncomfortable for both of us, which is kind of huge if you think about it. We get into a fight and he thanks me afterwards. So the bottom line is this: at some point or another, no matter how in love you are, you are going to disagree and have some tension about something, and that's normal. But if you have the tools to handle the situation, your outcome can be even stronger than when you started. So don't be discouraged if you and your partner have some tiffs and you don't always get along. That's not a sign that you're not meant to be. It might just be a sign that you need to work on your communication skills a bit. And this transitions over to kink as well, because obviously, talking about kinks is hard, and if you have some skills to back it up, it makes things a lot easier. So how can you talk to your partner about your kinks without scaring them off? I get this question so many times, and I just want to say this. Sometimes you can be so scared of scaring your partner away that it happens unintentionally and it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, okay? So it's like when you're in school and probably elementary school because this is kind of immature, but you know, you might think another girl or guy in your class doesn't like you very much. So you start acting withdrawn from around them and you maybe start acting a little weird and standoffish. And ultimately, because of that, then they decide that they really don't like you. So do you see how that's a self-fulfilling prophecy and how this can relate to kinks? Or like the first time I opened up about my ABDL side, I had psyched myself out so much and I had convinced myself that it was such a gross thing that would scare off my partner. I couldn't even think of the bright side because I was so consumed with the dark. And that came out when I was talking to him. I was closed off. I was acting weird. I wasn't making eye contact with him. I was looking at the ground. I was mumbling. I wasn't projecting my voice. And because of that, it seemed like an even weirder thing than it was. So compare that to when I opened up with my current boyfriend. I went into it with realistic expectations. I didn't expect him to love it. I didn't expect him to be scared off either. I just wanted him to know. And having that goal put me at ease and in the right headspace to communicate my needs without being weighed down by all that negative self-talk, because I didn't want it to be a self-fulfilling prophecy. There are so many people who talk bad about ABDL. The last place you need to hear discouraging things is in your own head, okay? So, how can I get my partner to understand this kink is healthy and not something that needs to be fixed? Okay, so when your communication skills are on point, there's something very mature about that. Most people don't take the time to brush up on their communication skills or listen to podcasts like this. They live their life in reaction mode. But once you start implementing the communication tips I'm going to teach you today, you'll notice your partner will be impressed and they'll realize there's nothing wrong with you. You're a mature person who's able to express their emotions in a very mature way. And you'll stand out because loving you is easy compared to loving most people, because things get complicated, things get messy. And if you're able to tell your partner how you feel without getting overly emotional, that's healthy right there. So sure, you have a weird kink, but if you're able to express yourself in a healthy, productive way, that kind of trumps the kink stuff. And, you know, I know the struggle because my ex-boyfriend used to try to figure out things in my past that could have caused this kink, like a childhood trauma or something like that. But I just reassured him that wasn't the case with me, and it's not the case with most people. So fetishes are a normal part of human sexuality. As long as you're able to communicate in a healthy way with your partner and your kinks don't interfere with your ability to handle your adult responsibilities, your partner should understand this kink is harmless. If this is hard for you, as I know it is for a lot of people who are just starting out in kink, it was even hard for me to just say the word diaper out loud in front of someone else. It was just like, ugh, cringe. I don't want to say it. I spent most of my life actually avoiding saying the word out loud. Just start by practicing at home. And even, you know, when you first start talking about things, it might be easier for you to text your partner about it. And if that's easier for you, go ahead and do that. So what about conflict resolution? How can you bring up something in a way that doesn't cause a bigger issue with your partner? When it comes to conflicts, I find what works best for me is to take a step back away from the situation, get a little clarification on whatever it is that is bothering you, and cool off for a bit. Because sometimes when you're in the heat of the moment, your emotions override your logic and you start thinking the worst in people. This happens to me a lot. I make assumptions about things my boyfriend does, and sometimes I am taking things the wrong way and I don't realize it until I step back. So one of the best tips I've learned is to first validate your partner's emotions before you get upset. You just never know when someone is just having a bad day and it's not really about you and you haven't really agitated them. It's more about the day that they've had. For example, if my boyfriend seems a little moody, sometimes I might assume he's annoyed with me and I get my feelings hurt and I don't know why I do this. Maybe it's just human nature. You think it's because of you automatically. But just to be sure, what I've learned to do is ask him, hey, you seem perturbed or you seem annoyed. You've been a little bit distant today, or you haven't been talking as much today to me. Am I right? Or I'd say something like, you seem annoyed when I ask you questions, you're giving me short responses. Am I right? So I state what I'm assuming or what I'm thinking, and then I tell him the reason why I'm thinking it, and then I give him a chance to respond. And I'll tell you this, 9 times out of 10, probably more often, he'll look at me totally surprised and he'll apologize profusely and he'll tell me he's sorry. He was just thinking of work stuff and he didn't realize he wasn't being fully present in the moment. So do you see how that can be a better approach than saying something like, what's your deal? Why are you ignoring me? Like, what's going on? What did I do? Your ultimate goal with communication should be to be able to express your emotions and thoughts without making your partner feel defensive. When you ask someone, what's your deal? Why are you ignoring me? It puts them on a defense. Whenever you ask someone what their problem is, they're going to put their guard up. It's off-putting. But if you state your concerns and you ask them if what you're asking is correct, it takes the guard down. That doesn't mean you have to pretend like everything's fine or hold your emotions in. It's about learning how to express your emotions without becoming overly emotional and making a bad situation worse. So what should I say to help my partner understand they've crossed the line or hurt my feelings in some way? I think this is a normal part of being human as well. No matter how great of a couple you are or how perfect you think you are, there might be some point where your partner might cross the line. This happens to me and TK as well. I'm an introvert, so I don't like being singled out in front of a group of people. That's just, I hate it. Being introverted, by the way, is not the same as being shy. I'm not shy at all. I just tend to do better and enjoy one-on-one situations rather than big groups of people. So one time TK called me out in front of a group and it really embarrassed me. Now, what he said in front of the group wasn't necessarily wrong or embarrassing or incorrect or out of line to most people. And I knew he wasn't trying to hurt my feelings, but it did still bother me and it did hurt my feelings. So after we left the party, I decided to talk to him about it in the car. And I could have said, wow, that was a really mean thing to say in there, or I can't believe you said so-and-so, but I knew that that would make him feel defensive. So instead, I said, hey, TK, you had every right to say what you said inside. However, it really hurt my feelings, and I don't like being called out in front of big groups. Next time, would you mind if you kept that kind of comment between the two of us? And my boyfriend looked at me and he looked shocked and he looked so sorry. He apologized so much and he told me he never meant to hurt my feelings and of course he would never do that again. And of course, this situation would be totally different if he intended to hurt my feelings, but that's a different conversation entirely. So I hope you found this episode helpful. I hope you can start implementing some of these tips and tricks into your relationship as well. I know communication is really tricky and you're not going to be perfect at it. I'm not perfect at it. But as long as you make an effort to work towards it, it's going to make the transition to introducing kinks so much easier because it'll give you a leg up on every other person your partner has probably dated. I mean, most people do not have good communication skills. So if you think your partner might be concerned that this isn't healthy or, you know, they might have some fears about you being an ABDL, I think one of the best ways to prove to them that this is healthy is by cleaning up your communication skills and showing them that you're mature enough to handle your emotions in a healthy way. And once they see that, they're going to move past all those fears. So hope you found this helpful. Oh, by the way, before I go, I just wanted to let you know that I do have a new website up in case you missed last week's episode. And next week, we're going to dive more into the 6 stages of coming out as an ABDL. But first, I just wanted to let you know I have a free download for you. If you go to www.thelittlelounge.com, you can check out my new website and also download my free cheat sheet that will explain the 6 stages of coming out. And it's so awesome. It'll help you figure out what stage you're in, what you need to do next, and what to focus on right now. So I hope you find that helpful.